I suspect when man found fig leaf to hide, both Adam and Eve learnt their primary lessons in hypocrisy. The wisest among the wise men then must have thought of fortifying the grains of honesty by introducing religion and the religious laws. But alas, the clever men and women have always found ways and means to dodge these rules, like the system of religion over historical periods of time. Different sets of wise men must have come with similar support systems, like education, medicine, judiciary, governance, architecture, and so on. Within the system of religion, they must have thought of the institution of marriage, and within the system of education, they must have thought of economics and consequently money and property. Thus must have come into existence the concepts of relationships like husband and wife, mother and father, and families. Thus must have come into existence the concept of ownership of money and land. Other institutions in the same way must have taken shape, and thus they must have come to stay. Man thus had and still has to follow two sets of rules, the rule of life and the rule of law. The rule of law includes all laws like religious laws, judicial laws, social and cultural laws, conventions and traditions. Compared to man, other life forces, other life forms are perhaps better off. They have to follow only one set of rules, the rule of life. Whereas man has to live and struggle under the tension between the rule of life and the rule of law. In the process, hasn't man denaturalized himself and euphemistically uses the words civilization or even sophistication for denaturalization? Man, like a river, needs embankments of strong sets of discipline to become human and even superhuman, just as a river does to become sea. Stagnated water, on the other hand, struggles to break free and in the process makes a few mischievous letouts, eroding the rocks and leaking through the crevices. Confused human mind, similarly, craves for freedoms that invariably lead to erosion of values set up through rules of law.